Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to Indio Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony, Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. Indio Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfuckin' Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net and home of the indie artists. Check us out live every week on Blog Talk Radio. Catch Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and All Talk No Filter airing every Sunday at 7 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. Look for our newest show debut, Transformation Fierce, hosted by Angela Marie, airing Saturday, April 7th. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Hot Sugar Tea and at Dollhouse Radio. And also follow us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
And you're listening to Hot Sugar Tea.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to an all-new episode of Hot Sugar Tea. This is your boy, Ralph. I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you all for tuning in. And thank you all for coming back after taking last weekend off, the 4th of July. I hope all of you had your fill of fireworks and barbecue chicken and ribs and had a good time, peaceful time, enjoyed it. But now we're back to business of our show and life in general. I know I have not heard people out there popping fireworks at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I certainly hope that you are all not hearing people popping fireworks at 2 o'clock in the morning, because if I hear someone popping fireworks at 2 o'clock in the morning again, I got to go out there and go hunt them down. I got to hunt them down like Rambo, because that's just some bull. But as I said, thank you all for listening, and to all that are listening that are on the East Coast, I hope you are all safe as we're dealing with this tropical storm in our area that is just dropping tons and tons of rain down the area, at least northern East Coast. Certainly my state, New Jersey, is getting slammed. Hope you all are safe. Hope you all are dry. We have a really interesting show for you tonight. We have a few things that we're going to discuss about. And before we get into it, let me bring in our co-host, the host of this show, India Morrell. Let's bring on the line. Good evening.
Hey,
what's going on?
Hey,
what is going on?
So it's been a whole week since we've been here.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, my gosh, it seems like forever. Like, when we go 1 week without doing a show, it's a lot. It's like we missed something.
Yes, you know? It is. And we certainly
welcome back, everybody.
Yes. We have to put that into the player, welcome back, some welcome back music.
Welcome back, y'all.
Certainly a lot has happened in the last week and a half. People have been locked up. People have been accused. People have been outed. It's just ridiculous. And that's not just in the porn business. That's in regular mainstream movies, too. So we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. I may have a surprise, a caller calling that wants to talk about her incident that happened to her down in Washington, D.C. this week concerning the Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting to see if she can call in because she asked me specifically if she can come on tonight. So we're going to have that. But I think we should start the show off with the topic that I'm just getting home and hearing about, this whole thing with Jada Pinkett Smith. And
yes.
Who is this guy? August
Alsina?
Alsina.
He's a dope R&B artist. He's from New Orleans. I've always liked August. If you like Trey Songz is like August is way better. Like he can just sing better. But I like Trey Songz, no shade. But August is just like a better version of Trey Songz, in my opinion. But he's a singer-songwriter from New Orleans, and he's been out for a while. And he's been, like, having some issues lately. You know, he gets sick. He has I don't know which illness he has. I don't want to say the wrong one. But let me look up when you talk, I'll look up and see what sickness he has, like what it is that he was. I'm not sure if it's a disease, but I know that it's something that just happened not too long ago where he just started getting sick. So, but because he wasn't putting out a whole lot of music. And me being a fan of August, I used to always think, like, why don't he put out music? You don't see him tour a lot. And a lot of stuff came out of why, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, where he's been. And then a lot of stuff also came out with the Jada Pinkett thing. But for me, I thought everybody always knew that. I thought everybody knew that because they hung together a lot. So,
I think
that's just kind of what everybody assumed because they were always together, you know.
Well, as I said, I don't know who this gentleman is. I'm just becoming more and more aware of who he is. But I can't recall me ever listening to a song of his before to say, oh yeah, that was hot or that was all garbage. I really truly don't know. But I'm looking at this information here about this that now from what I'm reading, that August revealed on an interview with, I don't know if it was with Angie Yee. I don't know if this was actually with
Book
Club.
He had
an affair with Jada Pinkett Smith, right?
Yeah.
All right. So then, now he admitted this on June 23rd. So then Jada comes out and she denies it. She says, no, I didn't. That didn't happen.
No, but
now
not
she's
true.
Coming out saying.
She didn't deny it. She said, no, she did not deny it. She said that. Whatever, whoever wrote that was press. That was like somebody from her side, and she said that today on the show. She did confirm that. She said, we didn't say nothing. She said, I guess her PR or whoever it was decided to release something because people wanted them to say something, and that was the first thing that was said. Jada said she did not personally say that. So that was confirmed because I was like, wait a minute now. Is she going to deny all these receipts he's rolling out, okay? Is she going to go that route? And I'm like, knowing Jada Pinkett and Will Smith, because to me they have always been kind of transparent when it comes to their relationship, right? It's always been like that. In my eyes, I feel like when you're, you know, just me on this side looking in, I don't feel like they hid stuff. Like, they are very open, right? So I don't think that she would, like, lie about that. So when I heard that statement, I was like, that don't sound like her. So when she cleared that up today, that she didn't say anything that was just released, that was out there in the press, she said, we did not respond on purpose. She was like, I didn't say nothing, and anything that y'all saw out there that said that we said something, it was not from us. So that is confirmed, okay? Go ahead, Rob. Oh, and it's liver disease. That's what he
Oh, liver fighting. Disease. Okay.
Liver disease. Right. Okay.
Okay. So now what she's saying, well, what she has officially said, I guess on her show, is that she mm-hmm. confirmed that the two of them did have a relationship that started about
yes.
4.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now this was the part. She said that her and Will Smith had decided at that point in time to break up with one another.
Yes.
But then turned around and decided to give each other space. So she had a relationship
mm-hmm.
with him, right, for, I don't know if it actually says how long the relationship actually lasted, but it must have been some significant time. Basically, he said,
well,
like, when Will and Jada began communicating again. So, I mean, that could be a week, a month, or
right.
a year. Who knows?
According to the interview, it was the whole time. What I'm guessing is what I got from the interview for Faith. See, one thing and what I do like, you know, as for the public, you would have never thought. We would have never thought something was going on, right? Because it never came out. Like, even when they were having issues, they still held their ground publicly as a family. Because you know why? It's nobody's business, okay? It doesn't matter if they're breaking up, if they're not breaking up, if they doing threesomes, if they're not doing threesomes. It's their business. They don't owe us an explanation of any of this, correct? They don't. So I feel like they were just holding it together for the public, for, you know, so people could just shut up and don't say nothing. And that's fine. So they kept their family together because they have children. And what is Jada going to do, just move out or something? What is he going to do, just leave? I think that's stupid.
When you're working out something
in a marriage for how long they've been together, you don't just leave. That type of relationship is not a leave relationship. That type of relationship is saying, let's take a break, and then let me see if I'm still tired of your ass. Give me, like, a moment. And if not, if we can't fix it, then we can get a divorce. But you don't just leave at every little thing, and I think they're way past that. So that's why it was not like a situation where they were divorcing. You get what I'm saying? They still live in the same house.
But let's be real, that does happen all the time, and that's going to be our second story is about that one. But it does happen all the time. But,
right.
I mean, that's far. So now I'm kind of curious. So now it's coming out, and I don't know if the internet is just making this up or just trying to be funny, that they think that Will Smith, while this was going on, that he was knocking down. And I saw this, and I was like, y'all got to be kidding me. That he was knocking down Charlize Theron, Margot Robbie, and one other. Who was the other girl? They said that he didn't think he was knocking down, but that he was knocking down three different girls at the same time. All this stuff was going on. I'm like, wow.
What's wrong? I mean, if they took a break, when you're taking a break from somebody and the separation, that's not cheating. Because you establish that verbally with your significant other, correct? If I tell you, and we're together, Ralph, right? And I say, we're taking a break, and we agree to take a separated break, whatever you do after that moment, it does not matter. It's not no concern on my part. I don't have no rights. Because it does not matter. Now, we are still legally married, but we are not together. So when he did that, she was doing it. So what's wrong with him doing it?
A few things in that one. One,
okay.
Margot Robbie is married. Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's one.
Well,
and I think,
yeah,
and I think
I don't
at that
know
particular
her, but, okay.
And I think at that particular point in time, Now, I don't know what the Charlize Theron thing came from, but I think at that particular point in time, Charlize Theron was in a relationship with Sean Penn at that
well,
time.
Well, up there go that.
You know. Right. Well, yeah, I mean, the two of them had since broken up. But, yeah, it is that they were engaged, he married in 2014, and they ended the relationship in 2015. In June of 2015, now, from what the article I read about Jada said, that this thing happened about four and a half years ago.
Yeah, about four and a half years ago. Right. Mm-hmm.
And so that's June 2015. So is it a coincidence that Charlize Theron ended her relationship in June 2015 when Will and Jada were, you know. But who knows who else Will Smith was slobbering down while this was going on. I just think it's like, wow, it's mind-blowing to me.
I think that when you're married for that long, it comes a time that, you know what I'm saying? Because, see, when you're married to somebody, I believe that you should be friends. That's your best friend. It's no girl best friend. It's no nobody. That's your best friend. You get what I'm saying? As a woman and you as a man, your best friend is your significant other, correct? That's it. You got friends outside of that are close, but your best friend is the person you married. So that means that when we are having issues, right, we come up with our rules and regulations of our relationship. Everybody's relationship is going to be different than somebody else's. So, like, I have a friend that I've known for a long time. We don't really talk as often right now because we haven't talked in a long time. But it's one of those things where if we see each other, we back to normal. It's like we never, you know what I'm saying, one of those friends. But I can tell you that, like, her stuff, like, when she was married to her husband, they did things that I probably wouldn't do because in their relationship, that works for them. You get what I'm saying? Where they they make agreements with each other, and they do stuff where it's an open relationship. And they're okay. You are comfortable, meaning I can go out and do things, and I don't get in trouble for that. You could go out and do things, but you don't get in trouble that there's no consequences because we have established and put everything on this table of what our limits and limitations are. And I feel that if you have a partner and you guys come up with stuff like that and it's for you to know and not everybody else's business, it's nothing wrong with that. Everybody has their relationships and how they control their relationships. It's not my business whatever goes on and whatever agreements they have. It's not for us to understand, correct? It's not.
True.
Because a lot of people don't get it. They're probably like, well, why would they do that? They're married. They've been married for a long time. It's not like this is a whole different generation. And if this works for them, because most people, guess what? The same people who are judging them, I see a lot of comments. Same people who are judging them are the same people who are going and stepping out on their own relationships on their husbands or wives, and they're doing it in secret. So for me, I'd rather put something on the table and at least let my significant other know what I'm doing versus me stepping out, creeping, and tiptoeing. Do you get what I'm saying? That's the difference. So nobody can judge because, really, a lot of people out here doing the same shit. You just ain't getting caught, and you ain't put shit on the table. Do you get what I'm saying? And I just kind of think that's great. So I actually I've always liked Will and Jada. Because their relationship has been pretty much transparent. The conversation today was transparent. I've never heard nobody swear and just be like, because I'm a jealous person. When it comes to mine, oh, I'm jealous. So I'm sitting there like cringing in my seat, like what? I'm looking at his face when she say stuff. Like, you ain't gonna get mad? Oh hell no. But for me, it works for them. So I'm good. I learned something today.
Hold on a second. Now here's the question, right? Because you're right. They've been doing this without quote unquote the public interference all this time.
Right.
But now that it has been exposed, do you think the chances of the two of them staying married? Because now it's like we're putting this all out on their table that this is our truth. This is what's been going on with us. You know, and if it is true that during this breakup, I'm just gonna go with Margot Robbie because I think I forget the third girl, but she's the most significant one. If it's true that you did have an affair with Margot Robbie while she's married, now you put her marriage in jeopardy, right?
Well,
but
yeah, but did you hear the comment that she made when he said, "I'm gonna get you back," and she jokingly says, "No, you already got me back more than once." And I'm sitting there like, wait a minute. He was like, no, but I'm still going to get you back. That's it was kind of funny, but kind of not funny. I mean, they were going back and forth in a smiling way. I'm going to get you back, though. And she was like, no, you already got me back more than once. No, but I'm going to get you back. And I'm sitting there like, what? But I'm okay with it. I feel like I'm okay with it. I feel like if it was me, I could sleep at night. I could sleep like a baby, because when you know who your man is, honey, when you know who your man is, and you ain't got to worry about it, and you feel like y'all done put that on the table, and it is what it is. Would I rather somebody be honest with me than somebody lie? Do you get what I'm saying? I'd rather you be honest. A lot of these people out here, some people who are listening to the show right now, have double relationships. And they other person don't even know, okay? So what Will and Jada has, and if, you know what I'm saying, if you could say, you know what, we live in the same damn house, but we are separated, you go do what you want to do, I'm going to do what I would do, mind your business, I'll mind mine. Keep yours in check, I'll keep mine in check. If you have a relationship like that, then, hey, that's I have nothing to say about it. Because it's everybody out here doing it anyway. So, you know, I just feel like marriage for me, if you're going to step out, if I'm going to live that type of life, I'd just rather not be married. I'd rather us just be together and we could just do whatever we want, right? But I think that when you be married, when you're marrying somebody, you're making a commitment to be with them. But I am not here to judge because I don't know what they've been through, right? So I can't say what they should do. I can only tell you what I will do. I can't tell y'all about Will and Jada because what they got is something that y'all don't have. A lot of people don't have. So I can't say what they should do. I'm not here to say what they should do. I can only tell you what I would do, you know. So, but I'm not mad at it. I think that after that little talk that they did, they didn't even have to do 2 hours, honey. That little 15, 20 minutes was enough for me. I was just like, okay, exactly. She explained it. She did not deny it. She was definitely sleeping with August Alsina, and she turned him the hell out because August is like, he was like, for me, the energy he gave was he was in his feelings. Do you feel like he's a little in his feelings? What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's one thing when you know, if you put out the fact that, hey, this happened and someone, and then
right.
Even though now it's coming out that it was done not through Jada because of a publicist or whoever person saying, well, no, it didn't happen. You're like, no, it really did. Because then you're kind of saying, well, you're calling me a liar, you know?
Yeah.
So for that fact, yeah, I would be my feelings if I knew what happened. And particularly, this is the thing. Once again, modern times. If you're messing around on your husband, if you're messing around with somebody, what are the things that you're going to do? You're taking pictures together, you know, you're sending texts to each other. So if she would have came out, let's say Jada was the person that did sit there and say, for the sake of discussion, she was the person that did say, no, it didn't happen. All he got to do was start pulling out pictures and possibly videos and text messages to back up all that information. So why even lie about it? And maybe that's why she didn't say nothing, but she wanted to figure out how to come out and actually say this is what happened and give the reason as to why it happened. Dropping the nugget that her and Will Smith were completing divorce, I thought that was a bombshell. Like, wow, because we all have looked at Jada and Will Smith as one of the few marriages in Hollywood that has been standing the test of time. But it seems to be standing the test of time, but there's been a whole bunch of cracks in with the marriage. At least that's the way I'm seeing it. I don't know if that's right or not, but that's the way I'm seeing it. Yeah.
Well, right now, I've seen him and Keke Palmer. He kind of went in on Keke Palmer just not too long ago today. I think that he's in his feelings right now. you know, and a lot has happened with him. I know that he's also taking care of his nieces and nephew. It's a lot going on with him. I just really hope that when somebody put their heart and they everything on the table, and I like with the red table, if you want to call it, when people put their business and their truth out, I don't think it's out for people to attack. They shouldn't attack him, you know? You shouldn't attack Will and Jada. You should just take it, and you don't even have to say nothing. You know, just take it. You know, it is what it is. But I hope that he gets the healing that he's searching for. I wish him well. And that's it. Like, it's just crazy. Like, it's a lot. I think it's going to be more stuff come out because it's too many people connected right now to this point.
Well,
so,
I'm looking here, and like I said, I don't know if someone was.
Shit. I don't know why. I just kind of think. So.
Now, I don't know if this person was playing, but this one person said, I kind of always thought Will Smith was messing with all his female co-stars. Like, it's Margot Robbie, right? And I guess if you sit back and look at the on-screen chemistry, you may have that, but Margot Robbie, Charlize Theron. Then they mentioned Eva Mendes, Regina King, Garcelle Beauvau, and all the girls from the Ali movie. Now, I know that sounds like a whole lot of people. I'm going to be honest. Eva Mendes, I could see that happening. I could have seen that happening. Regina King, I don't know at that point in time. I don't know at that point in time. But once again, that was back in 1998, 1999. I don't think, if anything, I think their marriage was, well, I would imagine, since they just freshly got married, that their bond was kind of strong, you know, back then. Now, Garcelle Beauvau, yeah, I could see that one happening because, I mean, you already had the chemistry with her for years. I mean, she's not only was she on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, she's also in the Wild Wild West movie, and I think there's something else that he did that she's in it too. So I might see that one. Maybe that's a possibility. But the three, Eva Mendes, Robbie, and Charlize Theron. I could possibly see that happening. And then someone also brought up Angelina Jolie. I don't think that at all. I don't think that happened at all. I think that's just reaching, way reaching. But hey,
wow.
Whatever floats your boat.
Yep. So August Alsina to Keke Palmer recently, he said this today, because Keke said, "Yes, girl, August was never my man. That's why you're still reaching to this day to figure out nothing." And he responded, "You absolutely right. I was never your man. You could possibly never, shorty. It seems you mad you got curved. Oh, God. But your friends are the reason for that. They showed me an endless thread of texts and pics of me that you sent, worried about who I date, and begged me to not further disturb your mental instability." Okay. Somebody take his Twitter. Take his phone from him. Take his damn phone. I love my Keke now. Don't mess with Keke, August. Oh, gosh. August is no joke right now. He is getting, he going for everybody. I don't know.
It's a lot.
Oh, gosh.
It's a lot.
I think sometimes you just wake up and say, you know what? Today is the day. Today is the day that I'm gonna live my truth and be so transparent. And anybody that I ever want to just say, you know what, fuck you too, and just be honest and tell the truth and just don't, you know, curve my words. I'm gonna be that person today. And this is what he's doing. I'm okay with that, right? I'm okay with that. If that's who he wanna be right now, you know what? I am nobody to judge. I am not gonna judge that because I feel like you should be honest. And if people can't take the truth from you, then nowhere.
Well, that's the case. We're gonna have to have the red phone and put people on the spot. Like, okay, now this is, tell us your truth. No, we're gonna do something like that one. Yeah, put everybody
now, you know
on the spot.
Like
I
want to see him at the table with them, with Jada. That's what I want to see. Now we didn't see Will. I want to see him, Will, and Jada at the table. That episode, I only need 10 minutes. Give me that episode, Jada. That's it. I want to see that one.
I don't know if you want to see it. I don't know if you want to see that one.
Oh, I want to see that one. See, because you can't lie about body language. you can't lie. When you saw that extra person in with all three of them, oh, gosh. I want to see that one. That would be very interesting.
That you know what this sound like? This sound like, if it was back in the 90s, this sound like an Oprah Winfrey special. Get the three of them all together.
No.
You know, that's what it sounds like. But to the other big entertainment story, now I saw this yesterday, and I responded to it, so I'm going to ask the question. Now, Dr. Dre, producer Dr. Dre,
mm-hmm.
and his wife Nicole are divorcing.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now he supposedly is worth about $800 million.
Mm-hmm.
So what his wife wants, his wife in the 24 years, she wants $400 million because she's entitled to $400 million, but she also wants spousal support.
What?
So the question is she actually entitled to both? My response, hell no. No.
It's really one or the other. Do you know what happened? Do we know what happened? Because it depends on what happened. If it comes down to any type of infidelity, anything like that, then it's a whole different ballgame. She can get whatever the fuck she wants. Because, number one, in the court of law, that was what? No prenup. You had no legal
prenup
binding at all. So that means that everything is up for grabs. That means that she can get spousal support. See, because they didn't have the non-prenup, that just opens up the door to, like, you know, I've been here building with him for all this time, which she has been there for a long time now. She goes back, you guys, all the way to NWA. If you remember,
No, she does not.
No, he met her. He met her once he was already in NWA. They had already made, like, they was making their album. And remember, he was with his baby mama first. He was with the first baby mama. And then he met her. And he met her when he was already in the group. So that's what I'm saying is that's back then. You're talking about back in the 80s, okay? She's been there since the 80s, regardless.
You know, she's been in his life for the last 24 years. 24 years from now is in the 1990s. He was already around.
No. Nicole has been there. Nicole, his wife, has been there since NWA. After he left his baby mama, he was with her. He's been with her for a long time. He's been with her more than 24 years. Whether they were
so it says 25
years. Huh?
It says that they've been together 25 years, and then he married her.
That's married.
No.
Right.
No, they've been together 25 years, and he tied the knot with her on May 25th, 1996. That's when they officially got married.
Right.
So that's 24 years. So she's been in his life 25.
But, Ralph,
25, and they've been married 24.
You're not hearing what I'm saying. He married her in what? 1996. Right? How many years would that be to now?
24.
24 years. But what I'm saying to you is before that, they were not married. They were together. They stayed together before that. They've been together for a long time, like since ECE. I'm telling you. They've been together for a long time. She's not new. He didn't just get with her in 96. She's been around. What I'm saying is whether he's been in and out of her life, she's been around. Do you get what I'm saying? So I wouldn't count just because we got married in 96. Nigga, I've been around before that. You get what I'm saying? And that situation, she feels I'm definitely entitled. Do you get what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. She's entitled. I don't agree with it. I feel like if you take half his money, because she wasn't making beats. She wasn't in the studio late night. So I don't think she should have $400 million and have spousal support. But she definitely could get it. Oh, she can get it.
I seriously, see, I'm looking at this. Maybe I'm looking at this from the male side. But let's be honest. If you are entitled to $400 million, I'm sorry, you can't come up with a reason good enough to justify why do you need spousal support also. You can't. You have $400
million.
It's not like I'm giving you
$400 million.
She's got $400 million.
That's not, it's not, it's, well, if you're living, now your lifestyle that you used to live comfortably with your husband, because he's the one bringing in most of the money, right? Now I got to divide that and also keep up the lifestyle that I had before. So if I'm keeping up the lifestyle, and when you're making a whole lot of money like that, guess what? You got to bring in a whole lot of money in to match it going out. So it doesn't,
wait.
400 seems like a lot, but when you live a certain lifestyle, you got to be making that much money to come in as you're taking it out.
Hold it,
unless
hold it.
You
wait,
a,
wait,
I
wait,
you,
wait
a
minute.
She's a good business person.
Wait.
What?
Once again, this isn't $400. $400 million. Right?
Yes.
If you are that inept, if you got $400 million, okay. I think she's like close to. I think they're both like close to 50. Yeah, she's 50 years old. If you want to sit here and tell me that you can't take that $400 million and make it last for the rest of your life and your kids' life, there's something really wrong with you.
I'll be like, well, I need to make sure my kids have a certain amount of money put up for whatever they need. She's making
sure that she's
securing her future for her children. It's not just her. It's to make sure that her children and their children are secure. I would
go with that. However, if from what I'm reading here, is that their kids are full grown, right?
Yes.
They're fully grown.
Yes.
And I'm quite sure Dr. Dre have things set up for his children that they don't have to work, where they are taken care of comfortably. If I'm giving my wife in a divorce settlement $400 million, you can't come back and say, well, I also need spousal support.
That's,
for what?
Yep. Well,
for what?
That's what? That's something that you should have did when you didn't sign that prenup. That's not my discussion. Because if you really felt that way, because, see, we do not know exactly what happened. She could have been like, you know what, I am done. I told you, if you had one more chick come at me, then that's it. I am done. I done this shit for 24 years and plus. You get what I'm saying? 24 at least as a wife. We don't know the situation. Anything could have happened. And that woman could have took a lot of shit, and I'm pretty sure. You get what I'm saying? So we don't know the situation. So not knowing the situation, not saying that, okay, she's still entitled, but hell, you don't know what she went through. So I feel at this point,
if he didn't
sign a prenup, then that's, oh, well, you didn't sign a prenup.
Okay.
You should have signed a prenup.
So let's put this in reverse for a second, since that's how you're feeling. And before I say that, I need to look at something really, really quick. Just give me a minute. Just entertain everybody for a second, because I need to look something up. Because there's something really wrong with that statement, because that's some bullshit. I'm sorry, that's just bullshit. You can't justify. Sorry, you cannot justify why
you
need $400 million
and
spousal
support. Okay, so I can say something. So 50
okay.
years
so
old,
wait.
Number one, that's not old. That's like now she can still get out there because she still looks good. She can still go do a whole different makeover and get her life back. You get what I'm saying? Find somebody else. And, yes, honey, that's going to take money, okay, to maintain your lifestyle. So make sure that my great-great-great-grandkids are doing great, okay? It's not just about just everybody right now. It's about that your future, you know what I'm saying, grandkids and those grandkids are okay. So that's the
$400 million.
You know, her family.
You can't justify that. I get sitting there saying, okay, you got to make sure the kids are taken care of. I'm sure Dre and the both of them will make sure the kids are taken care of. And I'm sure their grandkids are taken care of. You can't sit there and give me one single reason, not one, to justify if you're getting a check for, and you're getting that in one lump sum, $400 million. You can't come up with any reason.
How much is a house in Beverly Hills? How much is a house in, like, some of the most expensive neighborhoods in Los Angeles? You're talking about 30, 45, even up $60 million houses, okay? Okay, that's just one house. What if I want a vacation house, right? You're talking
oh
about.
Oh my God!
Be,
stop it.
No, but I'm just saying. Like, it's not like okay, I'm spending like I'm in Atlanta, and you spend like $500,000 on a house, and it's like a big ass mansion, or $1 million on a house. You're talking about you're living and maintaining your life somewhere that you know, and you get what I'm saying. I'm just saying, it's not like when you have a lot of money like that, Ralph. Most people are bringing money in to make you as you're spending, because it's not like you're just doing everyday rent like stuff. You know what I'm saying? People who don't have money like that are not living like that. But when you have money like that, you're living a different way. So it costs a lot. And I'm not saying that you can't live on $400 million. We both know we could, because you know why? Because not only that, we would be good business people, because you would take that and flip it and make it to something else, correct? We don't know I don't know how she is business-wise. It's some people that would really fuck up that $400 million. So I don't know. But I do know a lot. I know that if you're making, if you got that type of money, you should definitely, I wouldn't spend a whole lot of money unless I know I got money coming back in. And having Dr. Dre there, that was like, you know what I'm saying? He's always making money. He's the breadwinner, right? He is. I don't know.
Yeah,
what
he is
does,
a breadwinner. So
he's
a
breadwinner.
Wait a minute. So with that being said, isn't she kind of basically getting the pass to never provide for herself again? Like, she's never going to have to do anything for herself, because if I got $400 million,
right,
and then I'm getting X amount of more money coming in spousal abuse, in spousal support, then basically Dr. Dre is just paying her to do nothing. Where does it say, right?
Okay.
I understand child support. I understand child support. And I even understand spousal support. Like, if you got a divorce and it wasn't a lot and you needed spousal support, I'm understanding that. You can't justify it with $400 million. You can't. There is absolutely nothing. You want a house, because more than likely they probably already live in a big expensive house. And Dre is probably going to be the one that's going to move.
You know what I can say what she needs. When a woman is she felt like she's fed up, and she feel like, I don't care about you, fuck you. That's why. It's not about the money. I bet you it's not about the money. Let's take it that way. Let's put it like this. What if it's not about the money? What if it's just, I'm just going to do it because you didn't piss me off and because you didn't cross me the last time and I didn't told your ass. And you know what? That's it. Guess what? I want $400 million plus you're going to pay me a spousal support. Do that. Because we don't know the situation. It goes
that's
back
gluttony.
To we don't know
that's
the situation.
Sorry, but
this
that's,
whole
that's,
thing could
that's
not even be about money. I don't think it's
that
about
money. That is gluttony. But that is gluttony.
Okay.
Sorry, that is
when
I'm sorry, that's
hurt,
not gluttony.
Honey, honey,
that's greed.
Do the
wait. So, well, this is what I was going to look at now. If I'm not mistaken, right, 15 some years ago when Janet Jackson got divorced from her husband, Rene Elizondo
Jr.
Oh,
I remember that one.
Right? And he asked for spousal support. Everybody
that was different.
Wanted to, why
that
is it different?
That was arranged marriage. That was different. Janet, she stayed with
no.
that man for the time that you could get that money, honey. And she left his ass. Okay?
But she had to pay him.
Didn't he have different wives?
No,
I could have sworn that man had different wives. Okay, anyways, she got paid from that though. She didn't have to pay him. Not that
she
one.
She did have to
time.
Pay for him. He. It says here he wanted
money from that. Go look up the story.
It says here that he wanted. He filed also get estimated to have been between wanted between $10 to $25 million, and he did reach a settlement with her. But one of the things he asked for was spousal support. Once again, if you're getting 20, let's just sit here and say that he got the $25 million. Why do you need spousal support? Why? You got your $25 million. If you can't budget, when you're still relatively young, if you can't budget $25 million and figure out a way to take your $25 million and make you some more money, why should Janet continue to pay you money to not be her husband?
No, see, look, you're talking about the wrong guy. Because, see, the guy that Janet Jackson married was the real rich billionaire, okay? He didn't need no spousal support, honey. The guy
I'm talking about her husband, the dancer choreographer Rene Elizondo
Jr.
No,
we ain't talking about Rene ass. We ain't talking about no damn dancer.
But that is who I'm talking about.
That was the last guy Janet married was the billionaire. So that's why I forgot about Rene. So
yeah, I ain't forgot about Rene.
Okay.
Why is that different?
Because Renee ain't been there the whole career.
Hold up. Evidently, no, she married him in 1991. They probably was together for a little bit of time. Janet Jackson really didn't come onto the scene big until what? 87, 88? No,
oh, yeah.
87, 88.
No, 80. No. When did she do Pleasure Principle? When did she do Pleasure Principle?
Control. No, my dear. Control
that
first.
That was on Control album.
Right.
Yeah,
but What Have You Done For Me Lately dropped first. Pleasure Principle was way down the line. That was over a year later. Yes. I'm looking at it right now. Janet Jackson dropped the single What Have You Done For Me Lately in January 13th, 1986. The single Pleasure Principle wasn't released until May 12th, 1987. That's almost 18 months later.
You know how young I was? So that's when I remember her. So I'm sorry.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But my
point is that around 86, 87 is when Janet Jackson started to become into Janet Jackson that we know now. Not Janet Jackson that was Penny or what's her name or Charlene on Different Strokes, but Janet Jackson would be the singer, right? This is even after Fame, the TV show Fame. This is Janet Jackson singer. So this guy was around there, realistically speaking, towards the beginning of her singing career, her rise to Megan Carter.
Was they together though then?
Huh?
How was she with the DeBarge guy and all these other people?
She had already divorced him. Their marriage was annulled in 85. Their marriage was annulled in 1985.
That still don't count. They don't still care. They ain't got no kids together.
Because it's the other way. And that was the guy asking for the spouse.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yes.
I'm not being sexist. Not at all. No.
Yes.
I'm saying that this is a different situation. It's
Why?
Totally different. It has nothing
Why?
To do with the sex.
Why?
No.
Why?
You're talking about a whole different situation. And we still don't know about Dr. Dre's and Nicole's situation. We still don't know why the fuck she's leaving now. Why would somebody get up and leave when they're 50? If she has been through all the bullshit with somebody all the time, why would she get up and leave now? Hello? That something has to happen for her to say, fuck you, I'm leaving. It has to be
something. So we cannot
sit here and guess and assume if we don't know. Because then the tables can turn, be like, you know what, that's fucked up. Okay, I see. All right.
Well, hold it. But if that's the case, and let's go back to story one, the Will Smith thing. What Will Smith and Jada Pinkett were ready to go through a divorce but decided to take a pause. Once again, both of them, for whatever reason, decided to go their own way. Right? We don't know what caused that one. Just like we can't sit here and say what caused if we go by what was said on the show, Jada was the one that started affair before Will did his thing. So now doesn't that give Will Smith all rights in the same Will shit? You started this affair, right? I could say, hey, well, hell, since you did this, then there's no reason for us to have
Ralph. If before they said it very clear that we were not together, we decided to separate. Separate, it is not an affair. Whatever I'm doing in my business, it's my business, and over here is your business. Whoever he's sleeping with, Charlene, Therese, whoever, that's his business. That had nothing to do with that marriage at the time because they were not together. So that's not the same. That's not the same. You're talking about somebody who took a break. They took a break. They did it. It's a break. That's why you can't get mad at somebody have a break, baby. You can't get mad.
Oh my God.
Because y'all took a break. How you gonna get mad? Y'all took a break. We took a break. Y'all took a break. That's something y'all did. Y'all took a break. So then shit happened. So that's what it is. I feel like, you know, guys, y'all need to, because this is not a, this has happened to many women too. And I'm not being sexist, but I feel that if you have so much money, or if you are somebody who potentially could have a lot of money, you should get a prenup. That is easy to get a prenup. Anybody can get a prenup. So for me, I'm not ashamed to say that Nicole deserves it, because he should have got a prenup, and that's on him. So what? We don't know the situation. We don't know what's going on, but I bet you anything is not about money. That girl don't need nothing. She don't need money. She don't need it. She probably would do it just to fight him, or just to say, I'm just going to do it to piss you off, because we don't know the situation, what's going on with them right now. But I don't think that she don't need the money. She's rich.
Exactly. She's rich herself. So
she probably I'd rather take it all to the grave with me than let you have it.
I get the 400 million. I'm not disagreeing with that part, because that's the law in California. However, now I also want spousal support. That's where I got the problem at. Like, I mean, you're getting 400 million. 400 million. Like I said, if you were getting $400, then I understand the spousal support. And if you were in a position in your life where
he can make more money.
Getting divorced,
he can make
getting
more
divorced,
money. He can go back and make another record. Drop the Chronic 2020. He can make another record.
What?
He can make another record and make more money off it. People waiting for the next Chronic anyway. So it does not matter. He'll make more money and recover and get that $400 million back. So it's not a big deal.
Now I'm reading the same. And also,
I like
also,
Dr. Dre. I think Dre
I do
is
too.
But wait a minute.
Now I'm reading this thing. But now I'm reading this thing, okay? Not only could she get $400 million, but they're also, she's getting a split of this $60 million they also own the real estate. So you're going to get $400 million plus.
Yeah.
Plus.
Well, why
and
are
you
crying
still
about it, Ralph? Why are you crying about it, Ralph? See, he should have got a prenup. The judge is going to say, well, you should have got a prenup. Guess what? The lawyer is going to say, you should have had a damn prenup. That's just what it is. When it comes down to somebody who thought maybe they wouldn't be this big when they were together, but now he's now worth 800 million? Come on. You don't get the same shit because now you're worth 800 million? That you should have thought about that. That's what happened. You guys got to get your stuff together. Like, for real. Get a prenup. It's that simple. Get a prenup now before you even make anything. Get a damn prenup. When you marry somebody, I don't feel that you should have a prenup if you marry somebody you trust them, right? But still, it's not about trust. It's about protecting the stuff that you're building. If you are a business owner, you don't know what your value might be like years from now, and you don't know what your relationship might be years from now. So you got to protect yourself, meaning, I'm sorry, get a prenup. That's just what it is. It's business. It's nothing to do with love. This is business.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be offended. He was already Dr. Dre when he met her, right? It wasn't like he like his baby mama didn't know Dr. Dre. His baby mama got Andre. Okay? His baby mama was with him before he was Dr. Dre. The first baby mama.
Right.
So you have to understand, like, somebody who, like, was already, like, you know, I was already the person, Dr. Dre, before you met me, meaning I was making money, you know, even if it was early on in his career, like, way back, But still, like, you know what I'm saying? I was already going that way of going, you know, towards success. He should have got a prenup. But I don't think that, you know, him then was thinking, you know, of the Dr. Dre now. Because we never do. You never think that you might be in a, you know what I'm saying, an $800 million situation. You're talking about Dre beats for by Dre, all these merchandise, all this merchandise and sponsorship, all this stuff. He got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of money coming in, production, like all kind of shit. Like, come on, you guys. So, and then not to mention artists, it's, you know, that we don't even know half the time, like, you know, that he has his hand on. His, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's a lot of stuff going on. But you got to protect yourself. You got to protect yourself from day one. Even if you don't see yourself that far down the line becoming whatever, you still should protect yourself. He should have protected himself, and he did not do that. So don't cry about it now, Ralph, because you didn't protect yourself.
I'm sorry.
I'm riding with you, Dre, but I feel like I got to be honest. He didn't protect himself. So what you want him to do? What you want the girl to do? You want her to take what? You want her to get what, $5 million? You
no,
want her to get
no,
what?
I, no, no,
Ralph,
no, no,
20 million?
No, don't get me wrong. No, don't get me wrong. I think she, the $400 million, yeah, okay. This a split of the a half of the profits, whatever is sold from the various real estate pieces that you have, yes. Distribution of whatever is in the banks and all, you know, stocks and bonds, yes. Spousal support, no.
I don't even know if I agree that she should get 400, but I'm not sure if I agree that she should get half. Now, I'm in agreement about the spousal support, and I'm in agreement about maybe like $200 million or something. You know, I'm in agreement with that. $200 million spousal support, because your spousal support is still somebody who's making that type of money, you're going to get a lot of money. You're going to get a lot of money per month, right? So I feel that I don't know if I'm just totally in on the 400. You get what I'm saying? So I can relate to that side of it. I don't know about half, but I do agree about the spousal support. Because you still have to maintain my lifestyle. Whether you're giving me money or not, it does not matter.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna put this out there right now. I'm gonna go out there, right? And I'm gonna get involved with an entertainer, a female entertainer, marry her for 10 years, and I'm gonna divorce and say, you know what? I want a divorce, and I want $600 million and spousal support. Like $600 million, bub. You don't need spousal support. Oh, but I forgot, because I'm a guy and I'm asking for spousal support from a female. That makes me look bad. Now I'm a subject of ridicule, but no one got a problem when it comes to
okay.
A female. And wait.
Right.
Before you say this, let me stress this very much. Once again, after a certain dollar amount, right, you do not need spouse support. Child support is different, because it doesn't matter how much money that you get in your divorce settlement, and you have little kids. They still have to take care of it. And for that one, I understand more need to have child support, because now, because your children are children of an entertainer, you also have to think about their safety as far as security when they're going back for school. And so I understand that one, so I'm not opposed to that, right? Spousal support, spousal. When you're getting anything over $100 million and you're talking about I still need spousal support, I'm sorry, no. You don't need it. You got $400 million. You got $100 million. Not $100, $100 million. That's a vastly different story. Now you say, well, Ralph, what if you got $99 million? Then okay, maybe, possibly, right? But $400 million. No.
I just kind of think that we're thinking, like, because most people who have a lot of money, you're, like even with, like, somebody like Beyonce, they're always working to bring in money because the money is going out. Like I don't think that people understand, like, how much money go out. If you did the books on how much they spend, like, because you might have multiple houses, right? So you got multiple houses. These houses need to be kept up. These are not like your average 2,500 square feet house. This is a humongous house. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of square feet, and you got all these different things that need to be done. You got staff. You got, you know, that's just for one house. You got the kids in private school. They might go overseas to go study. We don't know the situation. Like, I just kind of think that we're just looking from, like, okay, well, this is what they should do. We're talking about, like, making her just do something different to maintain that $400 million. You can be comfortable. Just bring your life down and don't have all that stuff and just live a, like, just a little less extravagant life. Yes, she can do it. But when somebody is, like, getting tip-top of the best of everything, please. Any billionaire would say $400 million is like, if you're not making no money to bring in, that shit is going out the door. It's going out the door. You know what I'm saying? You just spend $60 on a house. You got to maintain that house. That house may cost, like, it might be $500 or $600 a year to maintain. I don't know. You get what I'm saying? This is that. Every day, your calculations of all the stuff you got to do, that's money going out the door. Just like when we do our budgets, right? You have a budget for groceries. You have your budget for this is what the bills are, this is and that. If you're not, I don't care how much money you make. Everybody has their budget. So if you're not making money coming in, no matter how much money you got, if you're living a certain lifestyle, money is going out somewhere. So
okay,
most rich people don't like to be uncomfortable where money ain't coming in. You get what I'm saying? So she's just saying, well, I'm not going to probably spend that much, but I want to make sure that, you know, you paying child, that you paying some spousal support, and you going to provide me that same lifestyle. So,
okay.
Because I'm
so
not
I'm going to throw this out there. Since, like, I'm sitting here looking at this article. I'm looking at this article now about Michael Jordan. Now, Michael Jordan divorced his wife, Juanita Vinoy, right, in 2006. She was granted her divorce settlement was $168 million settlement.
Okay, that's fair. Okay.
No spousal support asked for. None.
She didn't get spousal support.
No, she did not. Now, I'm delusional, but I don't think Juanita Vinoy is on the level of Dr. Dre's wife. Because I'm quite sure Dr. Dre's wife was, I believe she was doing something else in the business from Jump Street. And I'm quite sure that Dre showed a couple things, whatever. I'm quite sure that Michael Jordan did not go out there and show and make his wife, Juanita, good enough on the basketball court to be dunking on Lisa Leslie. I'm quite sure of that one. So she got 168, boom, right? And there have been other celebrities that have been gotten divorced, right? But my still thing is this. With a certain amount of money, you don't need spousal support. Sorry, you can't change my mind about that. Unless there's only one thing that could change that. If you got divorced, let's say she was crippled or handicapped in some kind of way, right? And you wanted the spousal support because of medical bills. And you may not even call it spousal. You're like, you still have to continue my medical coverage, keep me on the medical insurance, all that other stuff. That one I might even understand because you're physically incapable of working. Dre's wife at 50 years old is not incapable of working because I'm quite sure with her around, let's be real, some
why would
basketball,
she work? Why would she go to work now?
She didn't even got to go to work.
I'm quite sure
that one of these reality TV shows that she's getting divorced now, going to come knocking on her door like, listen. Why don't you come on the Real Housewives Beverly Hills? We're going to pay you $25,000 per episode. You're still going to make money. Still going to make money. So it's not like, well, I'm getting this $400 million and I'm never going to get another new dime coming into me.
Right.
That's bull.
No, I see where you're coming from, Ralph. I mean, because regardless, I just feel like I know that it's a $400 million is a lot of money, but once again, we don't know what the situation is because if it's infidelity, then that's a whole different ballgame. So you get what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole different thing. It's a whole different thing because you're now entitled to whatever she wants. It's open. it's open for conversation. Because, you get what I'm saying? And it doesn't even matter because they don't have a prenup. So it does not even matter. So I just kind of think that it's a lesson. So that if he gets married again, that this should be a lesson for him.
I don't think
but
Dre will get married
again. But most
guys,
they have to go through stuff like this. They have to have hard lessons like this. And I don't understand because so many of their friends already been through stuff like this. And they still don't learn. I mean, it's just so stupid. He should have got a prenup a long time ago before he got married. And he didn't do it. So, you know, I wish them the best. And it's crazy. I wish them the best, though. I wish that, you know, she can get everything that she wants and he gets what he wants. And it could be fair as possible. And that's it. But if it comes out where she gets child spouse support, then that's what the universe wants her to have. I don't know. Okay?
Wow.
So,
I think that's a hard lesson. We're going to do a shorter show tonight because one thing is my birthday this weekend and I got things to do.
Yeah.
Right. So we're going to discuss one more thing. Well, maybe two more things. But anybody that wants to call the talk in right now, please hit the number one if you want to come in on our discussion so we can bring you on. But we're going to end the show somewhat early tonight. There's something that I want to brought up that's like the I don't know if it's a comical thing or not, but it's something that was brought to my attention from a porn friend of mine. She sent me a link. Now, you know, everything like everybody under the sun is doing a petition for something, protesting something. This came across my cell phone like 2 hours ago. Evidently, Kendra Sutherland, a.k.a. the librarian girl, started a petition to allow female nipples on Instagram. Right? Now, this is what she says about this. And I saw this and I was like, okay. It says, it's sexist to allow male nipples on Instagram but not female nipples. Females should be allowed to post topless photos just as men are allowed to, plus underboob and just pasties. That is all. Thank you. Now, it was looking to get 5,000 followers, okay, as of right this second, right, which is 12:07 a.m., she has half of that. She has 2,515 followers because it's giving me a second-by-second update of how many followers that she has to sign this petition to allow women to either be show nipples on Instagram or to be topless. Is this a good idea at all? Should women be allowed to post topless photos on Instagram and not be banned for them?
No, because it's not a sex site. It's not a sex site. I think that we got to understand that we got to stop coming on these non-sex sites and expecting to do sexual stuff on these non-sex sites. Like, it's not a non-sex site. I mean, it's a non-sex site. So we don't, why should we show nipples? It don't make sense. Because on Instagram, you have children, not children, because you got to be a certain age, but you have, you got teens, you got people are, you know, like what, you got to be 13 and over to get on Instagram, I think, 13 or 14 at least to be on Instagram. I feel like a 14-year-old scrolling should not see breasts out, even though they know what it is, they understand it. Conversations with children, when, you know, parents are having conversations with the birds and bees with your child, these days you don't even have to wait because they already know what's going on, okay? But I feel like that's not something I would want, like, you know what I'm saying, my 15 or even them, like, you know what I'm saying, they need to be focused on books, not knowing that they can see breasts scrolling down the damn, you know, Instagram. I just don't think that is the place.
Okay.
But
now,
at the same time, we should have, like, you know, I know the sex industry, we also go through a lot with some of these platforms being in the sex industry that, where they put so many rules on us and restrictions where we're not showing our breasts, but just because of who we are, they put these restrictions on us. You know, you don't even have to show breasts and they blocking people and making them, you know, making it hard for us. So I don't think that we need to, I mean, we already go through so much with Instagram. You know, I don't think we need to show our boobs. I don't think that's a big thing.
Okay.
I just
now here's a couple things on the side. One, she does have a point. Why are men? Because you wouldn't Vince McMahon would not have any problems with a guy showing his chest.
Because men don't have boobs.
Well, they're not as men's chests are not as prominent as females. I will agree to that one, but yes, they do, right? But you do have, like, New York, for example, women can walk around topless in New York City. You can do that legally, right? And number three, as far as that one, I mean, you can't really show a woman in a tank top or some sort of dress and she's braless and not have her nipples come out, because that's just human. That's just human thing. So instead to say, well, it's not for children. Let's be clear. None of this stuff, social media, is for children. Children. You can go on Twitter and see this. You can go on Snapchat and see this. You can go on to various sites to see women topless and
But that's who you're following. You don't even have to be following somebody to all of a sudden have some porn or something come across your screen. Somebody can retweet it that you're following and it pops up on your screen. I just kind of think that the Instagram, I just kind of think it's not needed. It don't make sense because you got all these different ages that are watching this, that are on there on these sites. It's not a sex site. Why are we trying to make something a sex site? It's not a
but
sex
nobody,
site.
But nobody said that it was a sex site. She's saying that women, not sex workers, not porn stars. She's saying women should be allowed.
But what woman is trying to show her breasts other than sex workers? Like, this doesn't make sense.
Hey, like
why
I said,
woman,
you
please
like I said
them
during,
up and
during
show me. I'm somebody from the porn industry, and I'm being honest. What
the summertime.
About Instagram models. Other than Instagram models, I have regular friends, okay? I got friends who are non-porn stars. And I can tell you, and none of them are like stuck up and like above anything, but I can tell you all of them right now would be like, I'm not showing my boobs on Instagram.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm not talking about being in a cute, tight dress. I'm not talking about
being in a
swimsuit.
Let me ask you a question. Have any of your friends, non-porn people, have they ever gone to a nude or topless beach?
Yes, one, yes.
Okay, all right.
I know.
Have
for sure.
any of them
yes.
ever been in a wet T-shirt contest?
I don't know. Not with me. I don't know. No.
Okay, but my point is that particular statement that she's saying, she's not specifically referring to people in the adult movie business or Instagram models. She's saying that any female should have the right to post that picture if she wants to. She's not saying that they need to. Like if you are in, let's say for example, because if I'm not mistaken, even if you're in like a parade and you get yourself painted, and you're topless, Instagram can ban that picture even though your nipple and your breasts
let
are not exposed because it has some sort
the
of paint
issue,
on it.
Who is this, Kendra Sutherland against Dennis? Let me tell you something. Okay, this is coming from somebody who's been in the industry for a long time. The reason why, not only because of the internet, the porn industry has gone down so much, it's also because of shit like this. If you allow, why would people want to keep continue to pay for porn if you guys are just doing it for free? If you guys are showing your boobs, what's happening is most of these men are getting bored because guess what? Every time they go down their damn timeline, they can see a girl that's naked, okay? They can see a girl with her boobs out. They can see a girl with her ass out. So why does it make it special now that a porn star does it? Because now we don't have to go to porn. We can see the shit on Instagram. It does not make sense. It's taken away from you guys. It does not make sense. The thing is, the reason why porn did so great back in the days, because we didn't have all these platforms, right? It did better because it wasn't so accessible. When you make things more accessible and oversaturate stuff, then people get bored. They get tired. And it might sound great right now. Oh, it's great. Show the boobs. But guess what? It's nothing. Like, we could go see, you're making shit common. And it becomes just boring. That's what happened to porn. It got oversaturated. You got the video girls, the model girls. Everybody's a porn star. So it made the regular porn star girls not as popular. So it's the same thing. You're taking away from you your bottom line. It does not make sense to me. That's just my argument on it. Like, why continue to take away from the porn business? You're making it where everybody can show their boobs. So now, why would guys go to you, Kendra? Why would they go to you? They're going to see other girls, the boobs are better than yours. You're taking away from your bottom line. No, bitch, no. I would be like, no on that. Keep everybody clothes on. Y'all just need to come over here to the porn industry when y'all want to see somebody naked. Okay?
That is a very fair argument. Very fair.
Okay.
Very fair. Very fair.
Okay.
Okay. So I can agree with that. You know, sometimes it is better, especially in our business. And once again, this is not referring just strictly to people in the sex industry. She's saying any woman. However, when it comes to the sex industry, the idea of less is better.
When she says any woman, she's still inviting a crowd of people that has nothing to do with the porn industry to post their boobs and freely have their boobs out. What's next? Let's do the vagina next. Now you have a whole sex site.
Well, I think that's
sex. Then why pay for your stream? When we can get it for free on the because we didn't fought so hard, like, allow it. What's the purpose? Why would I pay the stream now? I'm not paying the stream. Don't make sense. I get what she's doing. She's making it because it's our body. I get where she's coming from. It's our bodies. We should be allowed. If guys are allowed to take their shirts off and not be gross or, like, you know, be ashamed, then why, as a female, we can't do it either? I get you, Kendra. I'm here. But at the same time, you got to look at it in a different way of business. Business-wise, it's a disaster. You are creating now, you're opening the doors for other women to say, yeah, we want to show our boobs too, that are non-porn stars, and they're going to take away your money. That does not make sense. I'm sorry. Fuck that. No, keep your clothes on. I'm good. So we can eat. Thank you. No. It just don't make sense. So that's just my opinion.
But like I said, I think that is a very fair argument. It's not one-sided. It's not even opinionated. It's not bigoted. It's very opinionated because you're looking at, yeah, I agree what you're saying. Yeah, we should. However, this could be the ramifications if you do this. You open up Pandora's box, and then once the box is open, you can't close it back.
You can't close it.
You know, and then like, now you mentioned that, like, what now? You said, well, now you want to start showing a vagina on Instagram. Now, that one I don't think will ever happen because guys are not going to start showing penises on Instagram. You know, that one, is, I think, is taking it over a line. You know, we don't need to have full-blown nudity on Instagram. Although you could say, well, Ralph, it's on Twitter and Snapchat. I say, yes, it is. But we don't need every single thing of social media to have some kind of nudity or a sex angle to it.
No.
Everything is, like you said, you're oversaturating.
I had to start unfollowing people because when my timeline comes up, especially after 12 o'clock at night, right now, if I go on my Twitter, on my timeline, it's a damn porn movie that every person I go to, it's a damn porn scene, okay? Somebody doing porn, somebody sucking something. And it gets to be to the point where it's some people that are not even porn stars. It's just chicks at home just decided to be naked. And it becomes to be oversaturated. And I don't think the industry they don't understand that. You have now, it's like doors have been opened where Instagram models and other girls who are just bored at home and feel like, hey, I'm going to get some attention if I go totally naked. You get what I'm saying? Then you bring in the cam girls, mom, because the cam industry is huge. So it's like you put all that together, it's saturated. So guys can literally scroll down their Twitter and get exactly what they need and be done. That is a problem. Because the whole point is you want capital. You want to make sure that people are clicking, streaming, and going to the right places. not to free shit, or you get what I'm saying? But people are giving too much shit for free on the internet. And not just, I'm not talking about porn people. We're talking about non-porn people. But those doors have been open for everybody and anybody now that think they're a porn star or can attempt to be. So mm-hmm. we don't need more doors opening for Instagram to be naked. I'm just saying. We don't. Y'all not going to, I'm not in the industry. So I'm just saying, y'all not going to make, y'all taking money from yourself. You know,
let me ask you this question. You know, since you said it like you're not in the industry, but how do you feel when you are on, let's say, Twitter, and someone posts one a picture of you that's a topless or a new mm-hmm. picture of you? Do
right.
you actually feel some kind of way about that? Like, why are you posting
mm-mm.
my picture? Like you're taking money
no.
out of my pocket?
No, I don't. I don't feel it. Some type of way. I don't retweet it, so I'm not putting it up. Like, if they tweet it to me, that's personally tweeted to me. On you at me, it does not go on my timeline, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if whoever they're following might see something, whatever they're posting, but I don't retweet it or put it on my timeline. I just kind of look at it. If it's a fan and somebody who finds an old picture, some people have found old pictures that I don't have no access to. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe that. I'm not mad at that. It was a good picture. So I'm not mad at it. I'm not going to be like, oh, my gosh. Like, I'm not ashamed of my ex-career. That's my ex-career. It's my past. So I'm not ashamed of it. I'm just saying, and what are you talking about for money?
If someone just goes and they find an image of you in the net, you know,
mm-hmm.
and
they
all
put
of a sudden,
it on, they at me.
They just put up there, say, no, I remember, no, remember her, or this was,
yeah.
I was a fan of her, and it's not
right.
a picture of you in a bikini, it's a picture of you naked or
naked,
you know, something worse
right.
than that one, you know.
No, I'm not offended by it because that's what I did. You get what I'm saying? That's what you did. Why I'm not offended by something I did? That's what I did. And I don't look at it like that anyway. But what I'm saying is we don't need like 1,000 other people who are non-porn people that feel that they should be naked now. That's the whole argument. I'm not talking about porn stars. We're not talking about fans retweeting or tweeting some porn star that's retired and you want to say, hey, I remember this. That's different. We're talking about do we need extra people that are not porn to be at the beach one day and be like, hey, I got my boobs, and that is a whole different thing. Your guys are opening the door for different, like people to take on, like they might take, you're taking fans away from you, you're guiding your fans somewhere else. That's just my opinion. Your fans might go somewhere else because now they found some girl that she's not so much a porn star, she's more natural, she don't seem like that type, but she posts boob pics all day. We love it. You're directing people to other places. I just don't think that's good. I don't think it's a good thing. But hey, you know, what do I know? You know?
No, but that,
I don't
but that,
know a lot.
But to me, that sounds like a very, very, very intelligent, contrite response. That you are opening a box that you really don't want to open.
Why would you think of that? I would think, but see, that's the issue. I feel like the people who are in the industry right now, you got to think about, like, this is your business. I think a lot of people that are porn stars right now, y'all don't treat it like a business. You have to treat it like a business, meaning everybody that's every time you putting yourself out there, every time you say something, this is a business, you guys. So by, like, me just wanting to do something because it might sound great, but y'all have to sit down sometimes and discuss stuff with other people to get opinions. And for this reason, what I'm talking about. Because somebody else would have probably said to her before she came public with it and said, you know what, that might not be a good idea because what if this happened and then I might be taking money away from you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't think sometimes people think about it like that. They don't mm-hmm. think of it as a business. And she probably thought it was a great idea, but it's not. Because you're taking money away from yourself and directing attention to other hot girls and other people that are non-porn stars. you're taking money away from porn. You're directing traffic somewhere else. That's just, you know what I'm saying? When, if I'm a porn star right now, the traffic needs to stay where I'm at. The traffic needs to, I feel like everything that's nude and nudity is either a cam girl or a porn star. We don't need to be directing traffic to nobody else. Because you want to keep the money in the family. Keep it here. Y'all keep wanting to, like, help and do all this. Women should be doing this and doing that. No, we get it. Yeah, they should, but don't say nothing. No, y'all need to be making money. Keep the money going. I get where she's coming from. I do. I get it. But I don't believe in taking money from our industry. We want our industry to do well. So that's just my opinion on that. I don't know.
That's a very fair response.
Yeah.
Very fair response.
Yeah, I would love to hear from somebody. Like, anybody want to say something that agree or don't agree? I would like to hear somebody else's opinion.
Yeah. We're going to take a couple of phone calls and we're going to wrap the show up.
We're going to wrap it up. I got to go.
Yeah. Every code 946. I'm sorry, 646-964. You're live on the air. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, show?
Nothing much. First of all, before we forget, happy birthday, Mr. T.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
My two cents with the Dr. Dre lawsuit, well, the divorce claim. I know about the California law a little bit. Like, it's just different in some states. So pretty much, unless Dre could get a very smart lawyer to convince the judge to be on his side, he's going to have to give up so much. It's not even funny. But then my question is, who recorded the Chronic? Who was there when he was fighting to get out of death row? Who was there when he discovered the greatest white rapper? He was, not his wife. And I'll bet you a dollar, just like India said, his ex, soon-to-be ex-wife will probably be on one of the reality shows or whatever, and that will probably last for, like, what, 2-3 years until they get tired of her. All right. Somebody else get divorced. Personally, I see it like this. If you met me while I was broke and we canceled, you leave with nothing. If she wants $400 million, she could go get a job at Tyler Perry or go take a page from Patrick Mahomes working hard because now he's getting $500 million in the NFL.
Well, I don't know about all that. I mean, yeah, Dre putting in work, but I mean, she's in. I have no problem with her getting entitled to what she's entitled to. I have no problem with that one.
Yeah,
I just don't think
no
that spousal support on top of $400 million plus. I don't think that's fair. I just don't. And nobody could legitimately give me a reason as to why you say, well, she has to maintain her lifestyle. You got $400 million. You can't maintain your lifestyle, so you're dropping from $800 million to $400 million. While it is a drop, it's not like you're dropping from $800 million to $800. That's a huge fall off, and I can understand that. I don't understand giving me spousal support on top of $400 million plus. Sorry, it can't. Nobody convince me as to why she needs it. You know, now if it is that Dre was fucking around on her, then hey. It is what it was. It was what it was.
Well, hopefully he left that alone after he left Ruthless, but who knows? He's probably a very heated person that has needs, but if he knew that he wanted to live out his lustful fantasies, he should have never got married and did Friends with Benefits.
So what do you think about the situation of the girl, what's her name, Kendra? Talking about that she think that most that you should be allowed to post nude topless pics on Instagram, and is it just Instagram or other platforms? Just Instagram. Okay. What do you think about that?
That could be opening up Jeffrey Epstein's closet, like even though it's 13 to be on there, but the predators are still out there everywhere. Personally, not the place for it. If they want to see more of somebody, they need to do that late night chat thing. But I do see some women that freely expose themselves on Instagram like it's fine and dandy. I'm not gonna, you know who they are. We're not gonna name drop, but it's just so much going on. The BLM movement, August Alsina, and that situation. But it is what it is. But other than that, good night, and happy birthday again, Mr. T, and be safe and have fun this weekend. I know.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good.
All right, we'll talk
good
to
night.
You. I'll talk to you later. All right. I see Joseph online. I know he wants to talk to his beloved India, so we're going to bring Joseph on. Joseph, what's going on?
Hey, Ralph. Happy birthday to you. Also, welcome back to both you and my beloved India Morrell.
Hi.
You're welcome.
Hi.
Just listening to what you all are saying, including the one of the Black Lives Matter. I heard you brought it up. It's funny you mentioned it because I was watching them painted in New York in front of Trump's.
That was so funny. Wasn't
I know. I was like, wow.
I had some popcorn, and I was just sitting back just looking at him paint. I was like, ooh, this is just
building. Despite the fact that he was saying he thinks it's racist, like, shut the fuck up, Trump.
Right,
please.
Right.
Your ass is already in trouble. You're no longer above the law. Because they're now finally going after his taxes.
Yeah, his taxes, right. Yeah, yeah.
I do think that's funny that two of the people that turned on him were that said, were two people that he actually posted to be nominated for the Supreme Court. He was like, nah, buddy, we're not following you. Turn your shit in.
Right. This is my job. You ain't about to risk my job.
Exactly.
As far as Dre, the situation of Dr. Dre goes, I'm not sure what's really happening.
Mm-hmm.
Hope they reach some agreement, and hopefully after that, chill to the next episode. Like his song, you know. It's like this and like that, and like just chill to the next episode. Also, concerning Trump, he went to that place. I don't know if you heard about this or not. It occurred in Oklahoma. I wasn't familiar with it till I saw a documentary on YouTube about it, the Tulsa lynching and burning a black homes.
A lot of black people never even heard about it. It's because it's been kind of erased, but it's always been there. You know, a lot of times we have smartphones, but a lot of people don't use their smartphones to research and look up stuff. So, anyways, but yeah.
Well, I wasn't familiar with that. Just like this other incident that occurred here in Florida, and I happen to live here and was born here and live here in Florida. I haven't even heard about this lynching in somewhere near Gainesville called the Rosewood tragedy or massacre. I was even thinking of getting the movie, but I don't know. Did any of you even watch the Rosewood movie or?
I have.
Oh yeah, good movie. Good movie.
Yeah. You should be able to get it on demand. It should be on demand, depending on what service you
have. Well, I know you only have a few minutes left, but before I go, Ralph, I know there's one other suggestion for another versus battle. I know this is going to sound weird, or not. I do have an idea for a battle of the best movies.
Okay.
It's just a suggestion if you decide. Choosing which one's the best gangster film, gangster, cartel, or gang movie. The reason I say this, because WatchMojo.com, I don't know if any of you visit.
Yes, I am very aware of them. Very, very
they
aware.
Had,
I like their work.
They had a top 10 in May of the best of the infamous gangster hits or mob hits, and one of the hits
mm-hmm.
they had was at number one. It was the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. So I figure, which movie would be, would go ahead, which movie would that movie, the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, would go head to head with, would that movie go head to head with? So
I don't. That's a little harder to do, because now you're talking about, you're not talking about the movie itself. You're talking about like one specific sequence in the movie. I mean, you could sit there and say, well, that sequence where everybody get wiped out, I could turn around and say, well, hell, you could say Scarface with Al Pacino at the end. Certainly Heat. You know, or if you want to keep it to a gangster movie, you could say The Untouchables in the train station. You know, I mean, there's many that you can book, but I wouldn't take a scene and judge a scene against a scene. It's the entire film against an entire film or a person against a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I mean, and frankly, I would quickly go with The Godfather where Sonny is killed at the toll. I would take that over the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Hell, New Jack City, where the guy comes by on the motorcycle and wipe everybody out. You know, you could do that with a bunch of different films, but it's just a scene in a movie. It's not the movie
itself.
Well,
I don't mean just the scene. I mean that movie against maybe like the one about Bumpy Johnson and his war against that hitman, psycho hitman, Dutch Schultz in Hoodlum, or Hoodlum against Once Upon a Time in Mexico, where the one with Antonio Banderas versus and his El Mayor Narci.
Yeah, I mean, hell, I mean, you could take that scene right out of Desperado, where he was in the bar with Cheech Martin. That entire sequence is ridiculous. So it trying to do a gangster movie against a gangster movie is a little harder to do, because I mean, although there's you had different movies that could be like Heat is technically, like Heat, for example, it's technically not a gangster movie, but it has the a gangster vibe going on with it. You know?
Okay, you guys. Okay. This is not Monday night. Okay.
Yeah, we can discuss this.
I'm just mentioning that, and it's just an idea. I had
Okay, love you.
Anyway, it's good to have you both back with Hot Sugar Tea.
Thank you.
You all enjoy your weekend until next Friday.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right, then we. This is Hot Sugar Tea. We are ending the show tonight because we got stuff to do. It is my birthday weekend, so thank you to all that's already called me, text me saying happy birthday. I appreciate you all. I love you all. But we're going to be back next Friday.
We'll be back next Friday.
Thank you.
Don't party too hard.
Hey, let me tell you something. If y'all see me out there and I got a couple of drinks in my hand, don't ask me to share because they're mine.
You should not be nowhere in a club as long as you're not. You better. We are in a pandemic, so don't get that twisted. All right. But have fun on your birthday.
I will.
Be safe. Wash your hands.
I will. I got me a couple new bottles of hand sanitizer. I'm ready to go.
You ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Like Wanda used to say, I'm ready to go.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
Well, I wish everybody the best. Everybody that we talked about tonight on the show, send a lot of positive vibes to you guys and hugs from afar. I wish everybody the best. Dr. Trey, August Alcina, Will and Jada, hell, even Kendra Sutherland. We just want to send love to everybody tonight. And I hope that, you know, by the next show, Rob, we might have something else to talk, because it just seems like it's just more stuff coming out, and August seemed very talkative tonight on that Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll check in with you guys next week. We'll be back Friday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same place. We'll see y'all next week.
All right. Good night, everybody. Be safe. Be cool.
Night-night.
Good night. Deuces.
Wash your hands.
Hi, I'm Ajay.
And I'm Jeanette.
And we're the Shy Twins. You've just listened to Hot Sugar Tea.
Tune in next week.